And 6:06, it's overcast, 78 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 86 with a chance of rain. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. 50 officers are working on a task force to try and catch a serial rapist who has attacked women 8 times in the last month. In an update from police headquarters, Chief Chuck Jordan urged people to keep their doors locked. He says the suspect is not making much noise when he enters a victim's home.
He's being very quiet, so what does that mean to the citizens? That means lock your doors and your chances of being a victim become much, much less if your doors are locked.
The chief says more than 100 Crime Stopper tips have been worked in this case, and a tip from the public likely can solve it. A victory for Hobby Lobby in its case against the Affordable Care Act.
A 5-4 ruling affirmed Hobby Lobby may opt out of offering emergency contraception under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Tulsa law professor Tamara Piety says the majority opinion raises the question of whether companies can use RFRA to opt out of covering other things some religions object to, such as blood transfusions.
And it seems that their response to the specter of other kinds of objections is, it won't happen. As a practical matter, we don't have to worry about that. I don't know if that's true or not.
Hobby Lobby owners believe certain methods of contraception are equal to abortion. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The federal government will let the state operate its Insure Oklahoma Health Plan for another year, keeping alive a program that provides coverage to about 19,000 of the state's working poor and families. Governor Fallon says the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services extended the program through December 31st of 2015. The award of a bid for an architect to design the Tulsa jail expansion has been delayed a few weeks. It had been hoped that the contract would have been decided in June, but Sheriff Stanley Gland says it now looks like it'll be next week instead. And he says he wants to make sure and get it right so that there won't be any problems down the line.
No, I think it's really important that we find the right kind of architect to do the expansion.
He expects a contract to be awarded next Monday and construction to begin sometime late this summer or early in the fall. Mayor Bartlett uses a City Hall in Your Neighborhood meeting to launch his idea to use an extension of the Vision 2025 tax to fund police and fire operations in Tulsa. The mayor has floated a similar idea in the past, but the city council last year declined to place it on the ballot. The National Weather Service now confirms that it was indeed a tornado that hit the Mays County town of Adair on Saturday afternoon. The National Weather Service Director Steve Piltz says it was a small EF0 twister.
It produced some damage, I guess, in town, and it looks like some tree and some minor structural damage, but the winds probably stayed below 80 miles an hour, it appeared.
No one was injured. Piltz says the tornado formed rapidly before the Weather Service had a chance to issue a tornado warning for the storm. Well, we are shaking this morning. A 3.3 magnitude earthquake in Grant County this morning. That happened about 3:20 this morning. Our weather forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds with an increasing chance of rain today. We'll have a high this afternoon of 86. Tonight, rain will be likely. We'll be down to 69 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly sunny and mild with a high of 85. On Thursday, sunshine with a high of 85. And for the 4th of July, sunny and a high of 88. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing thunder showers to the west of Interstate 35. And as they approach the interstate, it appears they are diminishing in intensity. Right now, the leading edge of the precipitation stretches from just west of Arkansas City, Kansas, down to Medford, to Enid, to near Kingfisher, and moving slowly toward the east. By now, it's overcast in 78. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.